You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
This RoboTruck's cameras see twice as far as any LiDAR, by Alex Davies. We were heading southeast on Interstate 10, headed into Tucson, Arizona, when we passed the group of men in orange jumpsuits and hard hats working on the side of the highway. Inmates working, the sign on the back of the truck, parked on the shoulder, says. It's the sort of sign that can generate a swirl of curiosity, pity, and distaste in a person. But the robot doesn't register anything about who these men are. It's thinking about that parked truck, and the rule buried in its code that says when it senses something on the shoulder, it's supposed to clear out of the right lane. Checking it has plenty of room, it makes a quick juke to the left, pulling its 18 wheels and 4 human passengers over the dashed white line. This lane change is just one of a variety of impressive maneuvers Two Simple's self-driving truck executes during a 40-minute demo ride I took with the company's CTO, Xiaodai Hu, on a sunny Friday morning last month. Between a smooth merge onto the highway and an easy exit, it cruised steadily, adjusting its speed and position as necessary to accommodate its human-piloted neighbors. Powering the impressive showing are the sensors studded around the truck, including 2 LiDAR laser scanners and a forward-facing radar. The key to the system, though, is the handful of cameras looking forward, to the side, and to the back. In an increasingly crowded robo-trucking field, Two Simple's bid to stand out hinges on those cameras, which Hu says let the vehicle see as far as 1,000 meters ahead, nearly triple the range claimed by most of its competitors. With them, Hu is attempting to solve one of the most dastardly problems facing engineers who are trying to make vehicles that drive themselves. Hu has been working on computer vision since he was a graduate student at Caltech. After earning a PhD in the subject in 2014, the Beijing native fled academia, more and more politics, and started a company that applied computer vision to online advertising. That soon flopped, and he refocused his skills on autonomous trucking, founding Two Simple in September 2015. The company has headquarters in San Diego and Beijing, and a testing facility outside Tucson, benefiting from Arizona's sunny weather and light regulatory touch. While operating robots in cities remains an uncracked problem, putting them on the highway is a lighter lift. Trucking is a relatively narrow scenario, Hu says. Since big rigs spend nearly all their time on the highway, they don't have to worry much about how to navigate through complex urban scenarios, with their intersections and pedestrians and cyclists. And it has a lot of potential to go extremely high reliability, he adds. If, that is, the vehicle can make proper sense of its surroundings. Perception is likely the hardest part of self-driving, and in recent years, LiDAR has been seen as the top tool for the job. That laser-based system, though, has a limited range. The most powerful systems can detect objects out to 250, maybe 300 meters. Cameras have the promise to see much farther and don't have the same finicky hardware and high costs that beleaguer LiDAR developers. They are more reliable, see farther, and offer excellent resolution, but come with their own challenge. It's difficult for a computer to convert the 2D data they generate into a 3D understanding of the world. Writing the software that can distinguish shadows and reflections from real objects, or where one object ends and another begins, is a brutally tricky task. Whether anyone can accurately use cameras to do things like distinguish between a traffic turtle and a human being about to cross the street remains unclear. But who, at least based on the demo drive I took with him, has managed to make cameras work for the far less complex problem of rolling down a highway and picking out what's what? As we roll into central Tucson, I-10 gets complicated. It expands to four lanes, which branch off onto different highways. The rate at which cars are moving onto and off the freeway ticks up. The Too Simple truck, though, keeps its composure. I'm sitting in the back of the cab, with who to my left? To my right is a mini-fridge-sized black box with cables running out of it. It holds the servers turning those camera feeds into computer-friendly data. As a safety driver sits behind the wheel and a Too Simple engineer rides shotgun, who shows me what his truck can see? On the monitor mounted between us, the system identifies other vehicles in a Skittlesy sprinkle of colors, assigned at random. It shows how far away each of them is and how fast they're going relative to the truck, which is rumbling along at 65 mph. Like an experienced human driver, the truck uses that data to inform its decisions. It decelerates to let slowish cars merge into the freeway ahead of it. It slides over for emergency vehicles. It safely passes slowpokes. Cameras that can see things 1,000 meters away are a bit of overkill, partly because it's almost never possible to see that far without other vehicles or a turn in the road blocking your view. At one point, though, the system detects a vehicle about 900 meters away on an uphill straightaway. The value at seeing past the 300-meter mark, however, is manifest. At 65 mph, you cover 300 meters in 10 seconds. That's not much time for a lumbering truck to register a crash, lane closure, or stopped fire truck, make the decision to brake or change lanes, and execute it. Triple how far you can see, and you get a luxurious 30 seconds to make the move. VCs already recognize the value of Who's vision. They've invested $83.1 million in Too Simple, according to Crunchbase. Now the company is building relationships with the shippers, truck fleets, manufacturers, and industry suppliers who will make putting its tech on the road possible. It hopes to have its software functionally ready by the end of 2019. The demo drive also, however, makes clear there's work to be done. After 40 minutes of uneventful robo-driving, a computer voice interrupts our conversation. Autonomous driving off. Without my noticing it, the safety driver has retaken control. "I've got a freeze on my visual," he tells Who. I shut it down for safety. A network card in the server box next to me disconnected, likely due to the truck's vibration, freezing the system's human-machine interface and blocking the bit that does the motion planning from the bit that executes its commands. And so this flesh-and-bones human holds the wheel and works the pedals for the next 20 minutes, taking us off the highway and back to Too Simple's garage. The computer crash mars what started off as a very impressive ride. But hey, there are worse kinds of crashes.
Hope you enjoyed this spoken edition of Wired News. And if you'd like more, search for Wired Science and Wired Business.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.